Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Welcome to Papaya 9, everybody. Welcome. Please pull up, relax, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you understand? Man. Take off your Crocs.
Take those off. You know,
feel the sand in your toes.
Right.
We're just here to
island. Right. You can feel sand in your toes with Crocs on. They got the holes in them, dude. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we haven't introduced our guest yet. just decided to insert himself into our light riff.
Armando Torres
is here.
Yo, what's good?
Welcome, man.
Put your Crocs back on. You
gross fuck.
The Crocs.
In all fairness,
supporter.
I mean, can you assume people who wear Crocs like really take care of their feet? Can you? Is it
no?
No, because okay. No, the air's coming in. It's going to create like a moisture and a mold.
Yeah,
right. You know, you got Crocs, you got disgusting feet. That's for sure. That's for sure. You ever wore Crocs, Armando?
No, I worked in a kitchen though, and they wore Crocs in there.
Yes.
Really?
Like, yeah. Yes. Well, because it gets like circulation, and they're kind of comfy.
And you stand for a long time. You're standing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you wear the Crocs.
I've never wore Crocs.
My thing is like, okay, look, so if I'm a chef at a restaurant, I'm gonna wear Crocs to work. You understand? I'm gonna be a professional. I'm gonna go in black Crocs, in and out, do what I do. I hate when people got the colorful ones. You understand? You wear different color Crocs.
Right.
You got blue Crocs, green Crocs. You got the Post Malone Crocs. You got the Bad Bunny Crocs.
Yeah, keep going.
How many Crocs can you name, Jonas?
You got the Heinz Ketchup Crocs.
Right.
They got the Ludacris Crocs.
The G-Unit Crocs.
You talking about the Ludacrocs? Bro, I've been waiting on those for 2 months.
The Ludacrocs.
Croc Riders!
I've been waiting for those Crocs for months. That and my Ben Baller t-shirt. I still haven't came in the mail.
Oh my God, man. Jonas, if you had a restaurant, and I feel like you would be like, you would have a French restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Like a Haitian French.
Absolutely.
Are Fusion? You Haitian?
Yeah. I was telling Neil, you know, I'm originally from Florida, and it's crazy. I think the one thing LA is missing is the island influence. There's no, I don't feel the island's presence. Ain't no good island food in LA.
Nah.
You know, and it's like, that's what's missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about LA is you really only need like 8 or 9 Mexicans to eat your food before they just like replicate it.
Exactly.
And then it's just popping. You bring like 2 or 3 good like Haitian restaurants and Del Taco will serve this shit by the end of the week.
I'll see another one in Silver Lake.
Del Taco's got scouts on the streets.
Right.
There's another stand.
We just heard about papaya.
Right. Papayas on Molitas right now.
You were telling us you've never had a papaya before.
No, I've never had a papaya before. Up, man. But I'm also, I don't know if you can tell from looking at me, I'm extremely unhealthy. So it's not that surprising I haven't had a certain fruit or vegetable.
Wow.
That's crazy. So okay, you're Mexican, your family is Mexican. I mean,
I'm also half Mexican.
Oh, you're half.
Yeah.
What's the other part?
Just like white. Just like a general smattering of white.
Like the Jackson Pollock of white.
There's just some fucking German, some like French, British, Canadian in there.
Dude, they all were the top at one point.
Yeah.
And then they all fucked and pillaged.
Just fell down. Britain's still doing okay.
Right?
Yeah. They're doing okay.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to be doing good anymore after this.
No.
After this Oprah interview.
Oh, man. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it yet.
No.
I
didn't even
memes.
Know about it.
Did we honestly care enough, though?
The three of us straight cis men didn't watch it.
No.
Well, I also just don't care about the fucking British as a whole. I don't care about you and your dumb
ideas.
That's
so true, yo. They're old news, man.
Yeah.
In case you don't want to be a royal anymore.
Right.
It makes sense. In this economy?
But it's like the it's like this whole thing though of like cutting them off. You know, that whole thing of like cutting them off, like no money, no royal money. Like Tyler Perry had to provide security. Like,
damn.
You know, it's like Tyler Perry had to provide security.
You know, that was just him dressed up in six different nights.
They're like, Tyler, you don't have to go undercover for this.
He's putting on the Madea wig. I'm already.
I know what must be done. I don't know I made him fucking Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, like, a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Dude, if Tyler Perry was just every black actor in Hollywood, he's Daniel Kaluuya's really, really coming along. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I didn't see, and apparently Oprah doing it is a big deal.
Yeah.
But like, Oprah.
The thing about Oprah was like she's very, very good because she was the first person to realize like, hey, if I just treat a celebrity like a normal person. So instead of doing the interviews in the studio, she's like, let's just do it in their living room.
Yeah.
She was the first one to like, you know, let's just do it in their backyard. Like you actually treat them like a person, you're going to get real answers out of them. So it's like, well, it's one of those things. You understand?
Is that why you brought me to your fucking living room?
Just want you to feel comfortable, Armand.
Right, cool. I'll tell you all about my family. Rudy, you're a shitty dad. No, I love you, Daddy.
Also, if he could subscribe.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, if you could.
Yeah, hey, if you could help
if
out.
You, first of all, if you figure out podcasts, good. Second of all, hop on Papaya News.
So tell us, man. I mean, you got your own podcast.
Yeah,
it does something unique with its own, you know, with its own thing.
No, it doesn't. It's a true crime show. We
white chicks love that.
Yeah, my other two white chick co-hosts, they love doing
white
the show.
Women I love true
well,
crime.
They like getting to the bottom of things,
right?
My right. co-host Andrea Gazzetta,
wonderful
comedian. Right. She had a joke about it where she said that white women love true crime podcasts. Because if rabbits could listen to a podcast about what the fuck foxes were up to, every rabbit would subscribe.
Right.
She calls it, she's like, it's a training manual for women. Like you start recognizing
right.
certain shit.
Dude, that is the thing. Like, those guys could get away with so much more back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, now there's so much surveillance. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody has a phone on them.
Dude. So many of our stories are just like from back in the day where they're just like, yeah. And then he moved to a different town and called himself Kevin. That's it. That's all it
you
took.
Used to just have to dye your hair
yeah.
and leave town.
Bro, not even that. You just had to go somewhere where no one has seen your face yet.
Right.
And then you're just a whole new person.
But my thing about all those guys were like they would travel and they were like still killing people on the way to where they
oh,
were going.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
right,
just dude, like,
well, they love
you understand?
The
yeah. It was yeah. just like.
Oh, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
It's just like they were talking. they were talking like about like when Ted Bundy made the trip from like Port Oregon or whatever to down
yeah.
to Tallahassee, just killing women just on a, you know, like a Rolling Stones tour.
There's a dude, I can't remember what his name is, but I think they call him like the Boxcar Killer or something like that. I'm super butchering this, so to anyone who likes true crime like real, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Just apologize to white women.
Yeah,
right
hey,
now.
White women, this one's on me. Who'd have known a brown would fuck up? Damn.
Armando does not speak for the podcast.
But I do speak for all Mexicans. So. No, all half Mexicans. I am our ambassador.
Dude.
Oh, shit, that is what I am. I'm the ambassador.
Yeah.
Half
yeah.
Mexican,
half white.
Half multigrain.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Alan is also full Mexican.
Alan's full Mexican.
You full Mexican?
Oh, I'm not full.
What?
Oh,
oh what
up?
The fuck? Wait, you guys
I
should
have
plot twist.
You at the meetings, bro.
Plot twist.
What are you? Half
I'm
Mexican, half white.
Same as you.
Half white? Yeah.
Which?
Well, no, I'm not like, yeah, the white part. That's the whitest thing
I was
I've
like,
ever done. You half white? Yeah, brother. Yes. I haven't seen you at those meetings either.
Wow. Hold on. Which side of your family is the white?
Yeah, your dad.
He's the white.
I can't. It's both your dads, right? Right.
Yeah, you got it.
Is your dad? Is your dad the white?
It's my mom.
Your mom's white.
My mom's white. Yeah.
Whoa, reverse
okay.
funny.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Flip flip.
Wow.
So if you guys kiss right now, is it gonna like transform? Whoop doo doo doo. Like Wonder Twins.
No. This but if his dad fucked my mom, we could have one really lucky step brother or half brother
okay.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
half sister or half. Sibling. That's
right.
What I should have
statistically,
said.
Statistically, you probably
bam.
Already have one. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah I have
probably,
two. Step brothers.
Yeah, you guys are probably related already. You don't even know it.
Hell yeah, dude.
You have an aunt in Alhambra somewhere. Like you know. So.
Yeah, I do.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Jonas hangs out in Alhambra.
Yeah.
For sure, dude.
Well, oh shit. Well, it's weird. Look, where I stay at, the only place I can go to get junk food is on Alhambra. So I have to drive.
Where you stay? South Pass?
Listen, man, we don't need to. Listen, the podcast is doing well, man.
That's fair.
Yeah. But if I have to go, I have to like drive to Alhambra to get all my junk food. Mm. There's none of that down there. They don't play that at all. Shit. No. But there's like three Popeyes.
Yeah. And I know the exact word you're talking about. I used to live in South Pasadena.
Yeah, there's like three Popeyes. Like, and rich white people eat it up, man. They love that.
Did you have the fish sandwich at Popeyes?
From Popeyes?
Yeah, have you had it?
No, I don't like fish. I don't like fish sandwiches.
Jonas swears by it. I haven't had it yet either. I don't really trust it.
I waited in line.
Really?
Like the Jordans.
I don't like Popeyes. Just the sandwich. The sandwich was like the best.
The chicken one? The spicy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It was pretty good. I got two, and then by the second one, I was like, I don't want this ever again. Yeah.
Dude, I got hooked on the thrill of, like, looking for them.
Really?
Because listen, you know, like, people in L.A. were, like, killing themselves over
this.
That's
so true.
And all the ones in Pasadena, plenty.
Wow. Yeah.
Plenty. They had plenty. Dude, there were no lines. Wow. Like, it was crazy. Dog, I would go to Pasadena and drive through Inglewood eating one just to watch.
Just hold the bag. What's it called? The fucking dude from, you just screwed. Just like a chicken sandwich for all.
Look, I would start fights. I mean, dude, there was a Popeyes. There was actually a Popeyes right there in Inglewood somewhere. And I drove through. And like literally, I was coming through because I got one from Pasadena. I got like three in my car. And so I'm standing in front of the restaurant, and the guy comes out. We got no more Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Yeah. We ran the fuck out. We ran out. He's like fed up. He got like flour on his face. We're fed up. We're done. And I'm like standing next to him, like eating one. And everyone's like, no, you're not. He's eating one. And so it was like this whole, like, people like got aggressive. This is like what I did, just baited Popeye.
That's beautiful.
It was a good time.
First of all, do you think he put flour on his face to try to be more white?
They'll take me seriously.
That's the thing I did when I was a kid, for sure. Alan, what's up?
Mommy's coming out.
So wait. But you said you've lived all across LA, though. You said you lived all across.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like a serial killer, bro. You just move to a different city, tell somebody, like, oh, I'm Armando now.
Right.
And then they invite you on their podcast. It's great.
Armando, by the way, is a very friendly Mexican name. Very friendly, legal Mexican
name.
Yeah,
it's like a video game, like, avatar that helps you.
It means
yeah.
army
the game.
Yeah, it means
what?
It means, like, army man or builder of, depending on the context. So, like, really? Armando is, like, builder of. Torres is towers, building of towers.
Building towers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. So wait, your ancestors, were they builders? Architects?
Oh, no. They're a bunch of fucking, they were like a, what? I was on another show, we called them pyramid Mexicans. Dang. It's like the difference. Okay. So there's like
Aztecs.
There's Mayans? Mexicans that are more like native or indigenous, and then there's Mexicans that have more Spanish influence.
Okay.
And that's how you get like, you know, thinner, taller, whiter Mexicans.
Right.
And then you have like me and my family where we got like giant hands, big builds, shit like that. So my dad's like almost 6 foot and still like massive. Like he's a huge dude.
Oh.
Did you ever feel that pressure to get into like football and stuff like
dude,
that?
Dude, all every
did
yeah.
you actually do it?
Really?
Did you do it?
I did. I played freshman year, yeah.
Yeah? Did you like it?
No, I hated it. I quit the year after to do drama.
Wow.
I was a drama kid. I was a thespian.
Hell yeah.
Wait, I was also a thespian.
Yeah, but no one for
I couldn't do football also.
Did you want to do football?
I had to quit football, dude. Yeah.
We didn't have to quit football.
No.
No,
we
I
were good at football, and then I wanted to leave football.
Yeah, I quit.
Yeah, no,
wait a minute. I quit too.
Yeah,
I was also
in the
black and Indian, and I had to quit.
Alan.
Wait, that's cool. So you were what, a linebacker, tight end?
I was a lineman
for sure.
Fucking yeah. What was it? Left tackle.
Left tackle.
Oh,
offensive
so
line.
You're protector.
I played defense.
Like a tower.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you guys would go against each other.
Yeah. It's so easy. So at my school, you couldn't play varsity freshman year, so they put you on freshman team.
Yes.
And most other football teams, they're like, how do I say it? freshman year, not all of their kids got their growth spurt yet. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like 6 foot two and like the other linemen's on the other schools. Cause this is not in like LA. This is in like the suburbs. So they're just these tiny little white dudes. And they just call hike. And I would just grab them by the
pads pussy.
And just like stand up. That's all I had to do. It was so easy.
If I was the coach on the other team, I would have been like, dog, I wouldn't have believed your age, dog. I would have been like, yo, they got him from Cuba.
Yeah.
I was like, get that kid off the field. They got him from Cuba. He's not even
the Cuban
talent. Dude, no, man. It was, dude, we got
this new kid coming in. He's a Cuban. It's going to be good for the line.
I can tell you're from fucking Florida now with this Cuban reference. Well, because I feel like it happened to you.
It did. It was a thing. This was a real thing in high school down south. Like, it got so competitive in the higher end high schools. They would literally, draft these kids, like these fucking 29-year-olds from Cuba to come play.
29?
God.
And,
damn.
And these kids spoke.
29?
Dude, you could, like, do they have, like, full beards and shit? Like, and our parents were just scared for us. They were just like, no, my kid's not playing that.
Oh,
so,
my
dad. Yeah, dude. I got out of football, though, because I found out in drama, I can get way more women in drama because I lived in a part of town
they
where
all fuck each other.
People, the thing was, everyone just assumed since you were in drama, you were gay, and so no straight dudes were in it. Mm. But it was all these straight chicks.
How old are you,
dude? I'm 29.
Okay,
yeah. So
he's like the Cubans on the football team.
Yeah. You can go back to Florida and play football,
right?
If this doesn't work out, I'd be on to something.
I'm 25, so I'm what, 4 years younger than you. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was there, it was just cool. I grew up in LA, and I went to high school in the suburbs where like. Other kids in my drama class were already doing like commercials and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a lot like further.
Dude,
I mean,
man.
I will say there is a significant difference between the LA Mexicans and the Florida Mexicans.
Yeah, because the Florida Mexicans are called Cubans.
I know. There are real.
No.
Mexicans.
There's the Florida Mexicans and the California Mexicans.
Yes.
The California Cubans, yeah.
So, man, I have to say, dude, I love LA Mexicans, bro.
More?
Yes, dude.
More than the Florida Mexicans?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. This feels like pandering, right?
No, I'm not pandering. This is an honest assessment. The Mexicans out here are just cool, man. They're just cooler, dog. Like, the food is amazing.
Food is always good.
They sell avocados with everything.
Whenever I go on the road, I'm so upset to find out that when I first started going on the road, that's when I realized that like Mexican food in California is very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
From like
yes.
everything else.
Yes, everywhere else.
By so, far like, is the most flavor.
Yeah.
Of any other region.
As authentic as can be.
Also, some people probably be upset about this, but like San Diego, California Mexican food is the best. Like,
dude.
Better
yes,
than LA
bro.
Really?
Is it the whole Baja thing? Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's that influenced the whole like carne asada fries are like mm-hmm. specifically a staple of Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that shit until I left Southern California.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you get like a quinoa burrito in San Francisco.
Yeah. Dude, I tried to find carne asada fries in San Francisco. And right. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I tried to find it in Oregon because there's a bunch of Mexicans out there.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Nowhere, dude. There's nowhere that serves them. They don't even know what they are.
Wow.
So sad.
Yo, you should bring it to them. Like,
I thought about it.
Like Moses.
Yeah.
I have carne asada.
Yeah.
I mean, it's significant, man. You know, you stick out. And you know, it must be, especially when you're on the road, you have to notice like you're much cooler than the other Mexicans. There's no you have to notice. There's no.
Is that your opener?
What's up, all you bitch Mexicans?
like I'm sure you go to Colorado and you're like, ugh. Like you know, like so.
Colorado.
Come on now, you have to know. You know,
they're different. There's not really any conflict. Mm-hmm. Like I say, like there's not like you go to Colorado or something,
right.
You see the Mexicans there. It's like they're fine with you. The only time it's weird is if you go to Texas, because Texas Mexicans hate California Mexicans.
Really?
Dude, Texas hates California in general.
Yeah,
I one of my best friends is a Texas Indian.
Yeah,
and he just comes after California.
Oh,
I don't even claim
Texas
California.
Indians.
Wow. Texas is like
they're
annoying
so
as
different.
Fuck right now.
Can I tell you something, bro?
Yeah, go ahead.
I met a lot of Indians.
Yeah, from
I
Texas.
I love California Indians. They're just fun. Ooh, they're California, just cool.
Yeah.
I don't know many California Indians.
Really?
I don't either. I'm just fucking with them.
Dude, listen.
No, don't like get maybe
from Berkeley or something.
California Indians, bro, are better.
Yeah?
Yeah, much better.
Better than Florida Indians?
I think every Indian I've ever met is from or lives in California.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're from here, so that makes
More sense. Yeah. When I go on the road, I don't see a lot of Indian people.
Indians aren't really like frequenting comedy clubs.
That's yeah. That's
there are some places.
Well, especially because I asked for it, like in my contract. I'm
like, it's in the writer.
If they don't look as good as Neil,
right. I need the exchange rate of rupees to dollars in Indians. Yeah. In the audience.
The thing about Indians is like there's a lot of Indians everywhere. Yeah, like it doesn't matter where you go. There's a lot of them.
Hot take.
Is this true?
Indians are everywhere. Indians are everywhere, dude. They're in Africa.
They're even in Iowa.
They're in Europe.
It's crazy.
They're in Iowa.
It's crazy.
Dude, they're in Canada.
They're in Mexico.
Damn. Mexico. What?
Yeah.
Are there any Indians in Mexico? Are there any Indians in Mexico?
Are there
any? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't really hear about that.
There are Indians in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. For sure. Dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We got dreads and everything?
We got dreads. But we're Hindu, so it's existential dreads. Wow. I don't know, man. Indians are going nuts right now.
Yeah.
It's all in shambles. Democracy as an idea is falling apart in India.
I mean, was it ever there? I don't.
Wow. Was democracy ever anywhere, guys?
Wow.
Damn.
We live in an oligarchy.
Dude, we live in an olive garden.
When you're here, you're slavery. This is like
olive plantation.
This is like one of Common's fucking spoken word.
I took a tour of Italy. Didn't know what I would find. Slaves everywhere.
Olive garden. Olive what then?
Instead of unlimited breadsticks, I got unlimited whippings.
Unlimited whippings.
But I still got a side salad.
Oh my god. Most Def is there. He's like, I'm going to sign you to my label. We're called the what's it called?
I wrote it on a napkin.
Oh my God, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I guess we should get into our first story, man. You know, we should get into our first story.
We should get into our first story tonight. Indians. Why there's so fucking many of them? God,
Indians. There's so many of them, and how did they get there?
Man, so man, there was a lot going on. We were talking before outside of this.
Well, listen, how do Indians get everywhere? Mm-hmm. We like to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Is sex.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Porn dogs.
Sex requires sex appeal. Which brings us to our first story.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny. So
you heard about this, Armando, right?
I've heard about Lola Bunny.
Okay, right. So
you seen the before and after.
No.
There's been an online kind of wave, mm-hmm. because Lola Bunny, they just released the images of her in Space Jam 2, mm-hmm. and she's like desexualized. This is what people are saying.
Mm-hmm. How do you desexualize?
So the 1996 Space Jam Lola Bunny is like
yeah, almost like Tyra Banks, like legs, yeah.
Right, just
like
the whole kind of
curvy,
yeah,
I mean not curvy but like hips, like,
you know, and I
ass like
robust.
No, I just like how you say hips, like, ass like ears like Oh, okay. They just gave her baggier clothes.
No, there's a difference, man.
They made a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, they gave her thicker cheeks.
No.
And then thinner cheeks.
She looks more like Miss Incredible. Mrs. Incredible now.
Mrs. Incredible was fucking fine.
Yeah, Miss Incredible was bad.
Yeah, she's 40.
Yeah.
4D.
I don't know. I'd be looking at the Incredibles, and every time I see what's the name of that strong dude? The strong one. The
Mr.
dad.
Mr. Incredible?
Mr. That's his name. Mr. Incredible.
Strong one. What? You know the movie Incredibles?
I don't know, man. I don't know if Mr. Incredible know what to do with all that. I'd be looking sometimes. I'm like, I don't know.
With his own body or with Mrs. Incredible?
With Mrs. Incredible. I don't know if you know what to do with all that. You know, I'd be like,
yeah, man. He probably gets shy in the bedroom.
Do you see how he fucked that car up? You don't think he'd be like slamming?
Maybe he gets a stage fright. It's the only place where he has not the confidence of the strongest man in the world.
He's like the strongest man, just the smallest penis.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Do you think he does have a small dick?
He's got to, man, because all of his testosterone is everywhere else. Had to take away from his dick.
Yeah.
But do you think her thing is like elastic enough to like
exactly, dude?
Like it can like shrink down to it.
That's something that definitely came up in the writers' room.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
because like a bunch of dudes just being like, "Whoa, dude, how?"
Right.
Because he'd slam it so hard, right, man?
Like he puts it in, it feels like a fleshlight.
It's
like
a fleshlight.
Feels a little like plasticky. Smells like rubber, like new rubber,
dude. And then they're
still made out of flesh.
Oh, she is?
I'm pretty sure. She's not like rubber.
Right. She looks like rubber because it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, rubber or not, that's
that'd be so fucking gross to watch if it was like live action. No. She turned into a parachute at one time. Like, imagine a real person.
Hey. Ribs flying out of her chest.
Listen, rubber or not.
Here no we rubber. Come. Sorry. <I'm> sorry.
It's okay. This is what we do here. We ruin clippable moments. Now, if we.
I looked at Lola Bunny. Bro. I just spent about this whole time I've been looking on my phone at Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
She doesn't look that different. They gave her like bigger cheeks and they gave her baggier clothes. That's all it looks like to me.
Like, I don't know. I get like a sluttier Christian vibe, like Christian schoolgirl kind of vibe, like a slutty Christian schoolgirl.
Oh, interesting.
From the old Lola?
From the new one.
From the new one?
From the new one?
She's wearing a basketball uniform.
She looks but like, it's like it's she like, looks like the what's her the fucking from like Boondocks. You know what I mean? That one girl that Riley always hangs out with.
The white chick?
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you mean. Yeah, except without the but that chick was gangster. That white chick was gangster.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Lola Bunny just like in the first movie, the whole thing was like they gave her short shorts and Bugs Bunny was like, ha-ha.
Right.
And she was like, I fucking ball, dude.
Right.
And this one she looks like she just came to ball. She's like, don't even look at me.
Right. Oh, like she's like the Wily veteran. Yeah. She's like, I'm just here to get the buckets.
Yeah.
Get out. I don't need to be flashy anymore, you know.
Because another thing I thought that also made it kind of sexy. He was with, you know, Michael Jordan. You know, I was telling him, you know, they always keep his skin oiled up.
Yeah,
they kept his skin.
You think you think dark Jordan?
Dude, Jordan was bad in that movie.
Yeah, he looked good, man. Right? Look, you know, come on.
You think Jordan and Lola fucked like behind the scenes?
That's the real Space Jam I want to see. Come on and slam.
Jesus, have you seen Space Jam recently?
Not recently, but I saw it so many times growing up.
I always forgot that it starts with just a full R. Kelly song.
Yeah, dude.
I wonder what they probably fucking opened it up.
It did start with an R. Kelly song.
And it's hints, little Michael shooting at his hoop in North Carolina.
Right.
And his dad comes out and his dad's like, what do you want to do with your future, son? And he's just shooting. And then R. Kelly's like, I believe I can fly.
Michael Jordan's dad's like, put it all on black.
His dad came out and peed on Michael.
You think they started this one with like a Michael Jackson song and they're like, fuck, man, every time. All right, let's do Drake, I guess. And then by the time they release it.
All right, Drake will be done.
I don't know, but do you think LeBron brings that same element? Do you think LeBron brings that same element Michael Jordan?
No, he's not like young and sexy anymore.
He's gonna come on with the receding hairline.
Nah, they fixed that in post. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
Alan fixed it.
He's gonna have like the Ben Wallace afro.
After I watched Uncut
Gems, edit a Kangol hat. Just edit a Kangol. The whole movie. He said a Kangol. It glitches.
During one scene, he takes it off to wipe his head. It's right? just another one. Bro, after I watched Uncut Gems, the only basketball player I wanted in the second one was Kevin Garnett.
Oh my God. A Kevin Garnett Space Jam? He just fist fights the monsters?
All his chains on.
Dude, a Kevin Garnett anime?
Yeah.
Would be fucking fire. Because he would get like so jacked up and like, anything is possible! And just like lift up an entire island. Fucking throw it at Latrell Sprewell. All right, I got way too excited.
So, do you guys think a change like this changes anything? Do you think it changes?
Well, LeBron doing it?
Yeah, like, you know, make it a little bit. Yeah, do you think it does anything? Do you think it's a thing of like he's thinking about his kids? Like,
I don't know enough about basketball to like weigh in, but from somebody, I feel like actually this gives me more ability to weigh in. LeBron, everyone knows LeBron. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, the thing I knew him for most was LeBron's Lemonade Hubba Bubba.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how I knew like LeBron.
Yo,
LeBron. But if you want to talk about like on par with Michael Jordan, I mean, of course it can't happen, but Kobe was like, you know what I mean?
Right.
For me, in my mind.
Right.
It's who LA, I would have gone with. But I've never seen LeBron like act or do anything.
Mm-hmm. He was in Trainwreck.
I haven't seen
Trey. But he was himself. He was pretty good. I think he'll be fine.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good.
Well, he would be playing himself in
exactly.
Space Jam, too.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be playing himself. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know what? That's pretty interesting because I wasn't big on sports like that growing up either.
Uh-huh.
I just
knew big.
Yeah, I was just big. You know?
Fucking got him.
Yeah.
You were big on Olive Garden.
Yeah.
You were big.
And it was. And the only way I knew like there was a superstar was if I went to Haiti, and then like you would hear the kids like yelling out Jordan, you understand? Mm. And then like I would, years later, it's like, oh, Kobe, like you like in Haiti. This is like Haiti. Wow. This is like, how do y'all know? Like y'all getting
they
TV
say that as
here?
They're taking your wallet.
Kobe,
check.
Kobe,
wait.
Kobe,
he's like on my check.
Rob,
Dennis Rodman, bitch, give me my shit.
Oh shit! All right, Dennis.
Got too into character.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how I knew. That's the only way I knew. Like it's like, okay, this person is a big, you know, it's a big name.
I think LeBron will do a fine job. I think at the beginning,
I think it'll be good.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
But with I think now the rabbit being less sexy, they don't have a will they won't they element to this movie.
Because that's what you're thinking when you're watching the first one. Yeah. It's like, yeah, he wants to free the Looney Tunes from slavery, yeah. But are they gonna fuck?
Gonna fuck
MJ and Lola
sitting in a tree?
B-A-L-L-I-N-G. No, but that's the thing that people are missing in this entire conversation is that Lola gets buckets.
Buckets.
Yeah, she's she's hot. She's hot now. She was hot then.
Yeah.
She's getting buckets.
She's consistent.
And that's all that matters, man.
She's a solid starter.
That's it.
You guys are really talking about this like a real like a ESPN session.
Anyway, go over to DraftKings. Get all the money for this year.
Lola.
Stephen A. Smith. Lola just isn't. That was a horrible impression.
She is toxic for the team. That was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
it was closer, but... Yeah. The take wasn't there.
So besides Lola, they're also making another edit to the movie.
Mm.
You know, you guys heard about Pepe Le Pew getting cut?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah, I didn't know he was in the first one.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got some cameos in the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. They lift him up and he's a skunk.
Yeah. And a rapist. He's a rapist skunk.
He's like, I am going to rape you.
Well, I guess not a rapist, just like a really creepy dude.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, no, 2021 Pepe probably just says it bluntly. Yeah. Right at this point, you know.
You think like his spray, like if you know, if he sprays like just like it's just chloroform. Just
just
walks up to a chick, just
that is a thing.
She just passes out.
He probably doesn't even go outside anymore. I feel like 2021 Pepe Le Pew just like slides into girls' DMs.
Yo,
like,
right.
You know, seen my movie?
Just sends him a skunk like jerk off video.
Right.
How would you like to make another movie?
Et noir.
Are you older than 18?
Pretend I did not taste that.
Let's just pretend you're 14.
Yo, isolate that.
Yeah. Let's go with the other way.
Wait, but isolate it with me cropped out.
just to re-edit.
Yeah. This is Jonas asking, are you 14? Well, let's pretend you're 14.
God, isolate that too.
Dude. Well, it was this whole element of him, man. It was weird. They were like, hey, they had actually played like some whole clips of him in action.
And in the new one?
No, like just old clips, like the history of the character and like what he actually did in the cartoons. And there were actually a few scenes because where he repeatedly pursues a female cat who consistently clearly says no.
Yeah.
But he keeps pursuing her. You know, he keeps hugging her. He keeps like literally drags her at one point. There's a scene where he literally locks her in a room. By the way, I thought this was hilarious when I was a kid. So, you know, it was just like, yo, like, you know, and, you know, he did those things, but, you know, maybe he's a changed man now. Maybe he's learned.
It's definitely toxic.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff he was doing. A lot of psychological warfare.
Right.
A lot of gaslighting. He provided his own gas.
Yeah.
Because he's a scum.
There we go. Hey.
That's my take. On this rapist cartoon.
Stank take, dude.
Stank take. You want to see my takes?
I think they're so like hesitant to cancel the like classic cartoon characters after Speedy Gonzales, that whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah,
what happened with him?
So like way back in the day, they canceled Speedy Gonzales because a bunch of people were like, this is so racist. Like, you just have a fucking Mexican mouse, and he just fucking runs around. Right. He's like, arriba, arriba, andre, andre.
With the hat.
Yeah, sombrero. Yeah. It's like, yeah, there's this lazy cousin. Yeah. Fucking,
right, dude.
They did this shit, and he took it off the air.
He gets recruited for a high school football team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, he's been in a few commercials, actually.
He works for the cartel. They're like, that's our fastest runner. Good. He never loses shit, bro.
Oh, he's untying.
Yeah. He does take a little bit, like
right off the top. Speedy Gonzales.
How do you think he got the nickname, bro?
No.
His real name,
Speed.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
bro. His name's Hector Gonzales.
His real name is Hector.
Yeah, you ever talked to somebody fucking zooted, bro? He's like, andale, andale.
Oh, amazing.
Right, dude. He wasn't even born in Mexico.
No.
He lives in Seattle, but they give him this speed and he just
reverts
back.
Oh, my gosh.
Path, bro. But yeah, Speedy Gonzales, they canceled him because they were like, this shit's racist. Right. They took him off the air. And then the entire like Mexican population was like, what the fuck? He was the best. And they were like, literally, people said he was racist. And it was like, he's fucking bad.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so good at sports. And they're like, well, what about, like, what's his cousin's name?
Slopez?
That's pretty fucking good. Guess. Slowpoke Rodriguez is his fucking cousin's name.
Slopez.
And Slowpoke Rodriguez is a slow mouse. Like, he's the one who's like, I don't want to do anything.
He's the one that moves the weed.
Yeah, he fucking, I swear to God, bro, they just show him eating all the time. And the whole bit is like Speedy Gonzales spends the whole fucking like roadrunnering around right. So he doesn't get eaten by like the cats or whatever.
Right.
And then the cats will find Slowpoke and they'll go in and then Slowpoke shoots him because he has a gun. He's not lazy. He's just fucking strapped.
He's just ready, dude.
This is for the kids. This is for the kids, guys.
Oh there's, God. I mean, I swear to God, dude, go home, look up. Like, well, you're already fucking home. Look at like Slowpoke Rodriguez and Speedy Gonzales like videos. They're straight up. Every time they try to eat Slowpoke, they like go in the hole and then they back out, and it's just him with this fucking big ass gun. So yeah, they canceled it and then they brought it back. They like stopped playing it because white people assumed it was racist.
Right.
There's like Mexicans. I guess like a portrayal of Mexicans if you really try to connect the dots of like as druggists and
right
gun owners.
Well, my thing is, you know, look, I mean, at the end of the day, it all comes down to one thing. You know, we all love tacos. And that's what it all comes
whether
down
whether you're
to.
California Mexican or Florida Mexican. Yeah.
The only ones cooler than California Mexicans are these mouse Mexicans. They're fucking lit.
Love these mouse Mexicans. The ones from Mexico?
Yeah.
Dog.
Oh, obviously, though, this is different. Like, they're canceling Pepe Le Pew. Like, his whole character is just like, I'm going to fuck it. If it's black with a white stripe, I'm going to fuck it, dude.
Well, the thing is, like,
he's, you know, French.
He's French,
which is like that stereotype, right? Like,
yeah, French, because French like, are fucking gross.
Right.
Yeah. Keep it. Yeah, the cheese.
Right.
Is too moldy. They don't use deodorant.
They don't.
You know. Yeah, I mean, it's an older thing. But also skunk. It's a skunk. You know. It's easy to toss. Do you think if it was a golden retriever, you know, we would, you know, we would have been
a French golden retriever?
Like, you know, come on, like, you know, fuck, you know, fucking, you know, golden retriever.
I had to burp.
Like an American golden retriever. What's
If it was an American,
Air Bud. What, you know, Air Bud.
If it was Air Bud?
Yeah. It's not Pepe Le Pew. You just did Air Bud.
Yeah, right.
It's a whole other cartoon.
It would be a different cartoon. Air Bud.
Right.
Being like,
but I'm
are you talking about like a realistic dog that just fucks shit?
If it was a cartoon golden retriever dog, who was that? Who was Pepe Le Pew instead of a skunk?
Yeah.
Do you think we would still react the same way, or would we?
No, because it'd be worse. Because Pepe Le Pew is like a golden retrievers are big, dude.
Wow. Oh, I don't even think about that.
No,
but that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could really hurt you.
They could fuck you up.
But the skunk could put you out with just their smell spray.
I mean, you're just gonna smell like it for a while.
You just smell bad.
My thing is, I'm rooting for golden retrievers. I'm not rooting for skunks.
No.
Right.
So I don't want that. Like, I can deal with the skunk being a sicko.
Dude, the skunks in LA are like huge, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
LA has a lot of skunks. A lot of skunks in LA, guys. Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, Burbank, dude? They're like huge. And they're not scared of people at all.
Is this our second news story?
The skunks have taken over Burbank. We go live now to Portos.
That's a good throw. I saw in your eyes that you realize it's just three straight dudes talking about Pepe Le Pew.
Like, this is a
Even
real thing.
Alan stayed out of it. Right? He touched the mic once.
Dog.
He's wise, man.
I'm
he's
not
wise.
Getting sensitive about Pepe Le Pew.
No one is.
Right, no, right. And, you know, we're not getting, you know, sensitive about this.
No.
You know, it's just a thing of like, hey.
If it was a golden retriever, right. Would it be different?
Right, right. If it was a golden retriever who was rapey.
Yeah.
They are, dude. Dogs are
they
rapists.
They
want to
hump all the time, dude.
Yeah.
Are you pitching a new cartoon?
Guys, hear me out.
I think you need a replacement for Pepe Le Pew.
Puppy Le Pew.
Puppy Le Pew. It's his name. It's not bad.
Puppy Le Pew. I'm from Oklahoma. Get in my truck.
Dude, what's worse is like the foreign cartoons haven't picked up on like any of the signaling cues. Like they're still like as racist as possible.
Yeah.
Like they still use like all the like foreign cartoons, if you've seen them, dude. Like they're still like even an anime. You'll watch an anime. You'll see a black guy come in. Like his lips look a little different. Like what's the name of that black one, dude, on Dragon Ball Z? The black one.
Piccolo?
No, not Piccolo. Although he is. We do claim Piccolo.
For sure, dude.
He is a Democrat this upcoming election.
He's like Dragon Ball Z that
okay,
much.
It was
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, it was
Piccolo's
the black,
green dude.
It was the black face.
No, it's
is
the
his
one
name
that's
DeAndre?
It was the one. He was in Brooklyn. He was in Brooklyn. Goku would go to Brooklyn.
Goku wearing Doc Martens outside of a jerk chicken stand.
Dog. So, I mean, they do it. I mean, even in the anime, I see it. When a black character does come in, it's like they haven't, they still don't understand. Asians don't get the black thing at all. They haven't
but
really.
But it's a good collab, I think, between those two cultures.
Oh, it is. It is. The women love us.
A collab. I just realized that's what you used to describe it.
Yeah. It's a good collab between Japanese Asian culture and
black
African American culture.
Yeah. Yeah, like a decent like a. I mean, it
like it's a hype.
Is.
It's a hype collab. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hype.
Well, China's making all their stuff in Africa now, so technically.
That's true, man.
They collabed already. You know, so that's a real thing.
I didn't know that. This show is showing me how like unhinged that
yeah
can be. But just like how I don't read the news at all, like I'm ill-informed.
No, we just have our own little bubble, mm-hmm, that we're tuned into, and you probably have your own bubble. What's on your timeline?
Yeah.
Anything you read?
What's
about?
On me? I'm reading?
Yeah, like how? No, like you don't do the news, so you don't no sports.
No. Yeah. Man, I read a lot about, well, I'm really into like philosophy right now, so I've just been like reading books.
Okay.
But then when I'm not doing that, I'm mostly just like doing research for the show, We do like a bunch of research for you. Yeah. Oh, because you have to like read books, articles, watch movies and shit.
Now, are you downloading those books? Like, are you downloading them or are you getting like physical books?
Depends on the book. Like, I'm reading right now. This is not really philosophy, but it is like a fucking... It's basically like a thesis statement for fucking determinism, but Cat's Cradle by Vonnegut. I have somebody gave me like a real
Slaughterhouse Nun. It was like, cool. It's like one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
Slaughterhouse Nun is like, dude.
It's one of those things where like all my favorite people love Kurt Vonnegut and like constantly talk about the dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never fucking read it. That's what I've been trying to do.
I should read that.
I've been trying to like get into the stuff that influenced the people that I'm like influenced by.
Well, it's like, you know, be careful though. You know, if you're downloading the books, because, you know, the government, they're literally tracking people downloading these kind of books. They do like, they're literally like every people that like, they track them.
Yeah.
That's okay. I feel like books is an okay thing for the government to track.
Really?
I like that you're worried about the government tracking the books. We're talking about it right now.
Yeah. like I'm telling you, like if you download like the wrong thing, like it's, you know, they got...
I just noticed that now you're wearing all black. You look like a burglar.
That's racist, bro. You can't say that.
I'm the government now.
You're not wearing all black. You look like you fucking IT worker. How do you like it?
Thank you.
I'm a racist.
Thank you.
Do a racism, you coward.
You're not wearing not all black and all black. You must, something Speedy Gonzales.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.